وأجازات أنأته أوهام الواسفين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين بالقاسم المصطفى محمد. وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله العظم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم وغاصب حقوقهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Condolences upon the eve of the injury of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to the Imam of our time. To all the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you ajr upon the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen upon this musibat, and also provide the ajr to our marhumin as well, inshallah. I had the honor to recite Surah Qadr, as tonight will be the first night of Qadr. Slightly, we are kind of moving away from what we were discussing every night for these special nights. And then inshallah we'll go back to the hadith of Mi'raj, in which we were looking at the importance of fasting. In regards to where we stop, so that just the continuity be there, I will repeat the hadith of Mi'raj. Prophet went on Mi'raj. Allah asked the Prophet, "Do you know what is the benefit of fasting, or what is the miras of fasting?" The Prophet replied, "I don't know." Then Allah said, "The miras, the heritage, the essential, the essence of fasting is eating less and speaking less. Eating less and speaking less will bring hikmat, will bring wisdom, and wisdom will bring marifat, understanding, and marifat will bring yaqeen. And yaqeen will provide a person to be careless how he wakes up in the morning, whether he is happy or whether he is sad. And this is the station of those who are radi'een, those who are the pleased ones from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person reaches to the maqam, to the station of the pleased ones, Allah will provide him with three qualities. The first quality is that he will be shakir, he will be thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any ignorance, without any jahalat. Number two, Allah will provide him with a zikr, with a remembrance, without any forgetfulness, without any ghaflat. And the third thing Allah will provide him is a love, which a kind of love that no other love will overpower that love, the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The details of this love and also what this love will do will be looked at after this, these nights of Qadr and also the nights of the Shahadat of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Surah Qadr is one of the important surahs of the Quran, which talks about the nuzul of the Quran. The 19th of the month of Ramadan is known to be the first night of Qadr. As a matter of fact, there is only one night of Qadr in the whole year. There is only one night. To begin with, there is no description of the night of Qadr being given. Description meaning that it hasn't been specified. We don't know when it is. We don't even know that is it really in the month of Ramadan as well, to that extent. That is why you tend to find many of the wayfarers, people of the path, you know, Urafa, they do the amal of Shab-e Qadr every night. You know, the amal that we do by putting the Quran on the head and the. So it is very, it hasn't been specified. the reason for it not to be specified is because a person who is of the path must look for Shab-e-Qadr, or must search for Shab-e-Qadr, or must make every night as Shab-e-Qadr, must make every night as the night of Qadr, that he should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That perhaps tonight is the night of Qadr, and it is that night which Tanazzalul Malaikatu wa Ruh is taking place, right? Having said that, we do find traditions, hadith, from Masumin alayhi salam, from the Prophet himself as well, where he specified three nights among the nights of Qadr as Shab-e-Qadr. They say it is in the month of Ramadan. Then they say it is the last 10 nights of month of Ramadan. Then they say it is the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Then the Masumin have said it is the 19th, it is the 21st, and it is the 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. And then among the three nights, which night should I be more dedicated to towards? They mentioned that it is the 23rd night. So we do find ambiguity, you know, in regards to the night of Qadr. And also, there is some sort of specification in regards to the night of Qadr. Those who participate in the 19th, 21st, and 23rd must also participate or emphasize the 25th and the 27th as well. We have clearly seen from our asatid, from our teachers, from our scholars, such as Aghai Jawadi Amili, Allama Tabatabai, they all kept ahya, they were all, you know, did the ibadat all night on the 25th and the 27th as well. Tonight being the 19th night, let's have sort of some understanding of what the night of Qadr is. Because as we said, if we know the value of a thing, then we will be able to fully utilize and benefit of that thing. As is a qeemato, the qeema, the value of everything is in its ma'rifate. You know, qeemat kulli shayin fi ma'rifate. The qeemat of everything is in its ma'rifat. You know, how much of ma'rifat do I have of that thing? The Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna anzalnaho. The inna itself pointing out to that, alaykum salam, that certainly, inna, right? Inna, which contains we as well in it with us, with an emphasis that we have, you know, I have revealed this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna anzalnaho, and then anzalna again, where there's, you know, it is returning back to Allah, you know, and returning back to not just Rahman or Rahim or Ghafoor, but it is a zamir, it is returning back to that very zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah is saying, inna anzalnaho, it is us, it is we who have revealed, without any qualification of any sifat being given, that Rahman is revealing, or Rahim is revealing, or Allah is, he's Hadi, he is revealing. But he says, inna anzalnaho. And once again, inna anzalnaho, it goes back to that who, that ambiguity again, you know, that ambiguous, you know, reality, you know, that we are revealing. Inna anzalnaho, that. And this ho, they say it really returns back to the Quran. Inna anzalnaho, you know, this zamir ho returns to the Quran. Certainly, we have revealed that which is hidden, makhfi. Because Allah could have said, we have revealed the Quran. But he said, inna anzalnaho, that ambiguity. Whenever things become ambiguous, the value of it is greater. We say, Allah what? We say, Allah who? No, who is something that's ambiguous. It's a mystery. You know, we say, we are not saying Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Yes, these are all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Malik. You know, He is Quddus, He is Salam, He is Mu'min, He is Muhammin, He is Aziz, He is Jabbar, He is Mutakabbir, He is Khaliq, He is Bari, He is Musawwir, He is Basit, you know, He is Aziz, you know, all are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But Allah who is something else. That who is that ambiguous mystery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That is why it's قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You know. So that who aspect is seen here as well. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ. That we are, which we are revealing, is very ambiguous. And that is nothing but, as in reality, is the Quran. And we are revealing this fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In the night of qadr. Now, little bit about night. Asra bi abdihi layl min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. Right? Surah Isra. We recite. It was on that night that the Prophet was taken from Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa to Qanqab Qawsain or Adna, you know, to the Mi'raj. Right. So what was it? It was night. Right. So it is really this night that provides us that opportunity, because night itself, once again, is a mystery, because it is dark. It is unknown. It is hidden. That's why it is known as night. Right. Everything that a person could gather for the hereafter or for the journey, for him is night. Night is the markab. Night is the source. Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam mentions that. For a person who wants to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is layl. For him is night. It has to be night. Because night provides him that opportunity to really connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in greater clarity. Where everyone is asleep, where everything have calmed down in terms of the activity that is there, right? Because those activities has its own effect. You know, we don't want to get into the discussion of that, what tasirat, you know, the night have and the activity that goes around have upon the soul of an insan. So the night have that effect. It is easy for him to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important for a person who wants to get in connection with, create that spirituality, that he wakes up before Fajr. Even if it be for having a date before Fajr, make sure that you wake up. Forget the night prayers. You know, that comes later. To be awake in that hour is something very special. That is just before Fajr, in night, you know, after passing the midnight, to be awake at that hour. Because that hour contains some unique manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot comprehend. Because zaman have value, as we said. Zaman, time have value. And the value of zaman is because of the manifestations or the reflections of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that takes place within. Like the time of prayers. The Prophet in the Khutbah Shabaniya did not say, raise your hands in prayer just before going to sleep. But the Prophet says, raise your hands in prayer at the hour, you know, at the time of prayers. Raise your hands or supplicate for dua at the time of prayers. Because that is the time of the acceptance of dua. Every time, no doubt, is the acceptance of dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'ul Basir. You know, he's all hearing, no doubt. But there's a specific time being mentioned as the time of acceptance of dua. Right? So therefore, the layl, the night, is very unique and special. Which provides that foundation for a salik, for an abd, for a wayfarer to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A journey of 6,000 verses and more is finished in Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. How many verses are there? 6,000 and more verses are there. How long it took for these verses to be revealed to the Prophet? It took about 23 years of time for the Quran to be revealed. But it is the night of Qadr, and in this one night, this all 6,000 verses are revealed upon the heart of the Prophet. It is the barakah and the blessing of that zaman, of that night, which contains these verses within. Asra bi abdihi layl. It is the blessing of that night that it contains within, that allowed the Prophet to travel from Makkah to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to the heaven. It was just night. It was not day. Because night have that unique you know, reality. It is this phenomena of night that contains within it. There is ahmiyat and importance of night. If you look at it, if you look at the amal of the night of Qadr, one of the things, or the amal of any night that is mustahab, 15 Shaban, 27th of Rajab, for example, or Thursday night, for instance, they say ahya, be awake, regardless of what. Hassan and Hussein were just little, but Siddiqui Kubra will sprinkle some water on their face and will make sure that they stay awake all night. Just being awake itself. Forget praying, forget doing zikr, forget doing anything. Just being awake itself is considered as one of the ibadat. Because when a person is awake, he has the opportunity and possibility to be under the special reflection and manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other aspect of being awake itself is being awake. A person who is awake have the possibility to see, hear, you know, perceive, compared to a person who is not. So the zahiri and the physical effect of being awake will have an effect upon his soul. The zahiri aspect, the outward aspect, will have the effect upon his nafs, upon his soul. So at least if he is awake, perhaps he might be able to comprehend some of the batani aspect of the layl automatically. That is why one of the amal of the nights of Qadr is just to be awake all night. Obviously, just to be awake all night, not chatting and texting and, you know, just being awake. If nothing is doing nothing, just be awake. Not indulging in anything. You know, when the sawab on these nights multiplies, the azab on these nights also multiply. If I am doing ghibat on a day, on a regular night, is something else. If I am doing ghibat on a night of Qadr, that is something else. If I am committing a sin on another night, that is something else. If I am committing a sin in the month of Ramadan and on the night of Qadr, that is something else. As the sawab multiplies, the azab also multiplies. So one have to be very careful. So being awake, just being awake, not indulging in anything itself, is an act of ibadat. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And it is the night which brings about the rahtushay, as they say, you know, the sawab and the rewards that we will take in the hereafter, what we gather at night, because our destiny is destined on the night of Qadr, right? Whatever we practice, whatever we do, it is recorded, and the reward of it is khayrun min al fishar, is better than 1,000 months. There was a sahabi of the Prophet, or the ashab of the Prophet, they came and told the Prophet that we heard that there was a person from Bani Israel who wore the armor and fought fi sabilillah for 8 years. And we are not been given the opportunity to have this reward and sawab, O Prophet. They came to the Prophet and they said that we heard there was a man in Bani Israel for 80 years. He was masoom and he continuously did nothing but ibadat. But our lives are too short and we are busy with dunya, and sometimes there is jihad, sometimes it is not. For 80 years, the Bani Israel, you know, Hawari or that follower of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, fought fi sabilillah and he got so much reward, we don't. Then, khayrun min al-fishar. The one night ibadat of yours is better than 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is more than 8 years. So when a person, the Ummat-e-Muhammadi, this is the blessing of the Ummat-e-Muhammadi. The person from the Ummat of the Prophet worships one night, on the night of Qadr, that night ibadat is better than 1,000 months. So he is getting a reward of a lifetime. This is nothing because of that mercy of the Prophet. So the night also becomes the source of our rewards, that what we are supposed to take. That takes place at night. All of that, you know, savings of it takes place at night. If we just reflect upon the day of judgment, what do we say? We say what? Night of judgment or day of judgment? What do we say? Day of judgment. So that means this is nothing but night. All this sunrise and sunset is not day. Compared to the divine reality is nothing but night. The day of judgment will happen at the day of judgment. So this all these years is night. And as this all these years is nothing but night, we are accumulating the rewards. And on the day of judgment, we will be calculated. So night is that, the night have that value. The importance of night is that. That one must supplicate, worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find time, you know, force oneself now, particularly in the month of Ramadan, it provides us that opportunity to be awake at that time. You know, Agha Jawadi used to say that, you know, even if you wake up and do tayammum on your pillow, do that before Fajr. Just while sleeping, you do tayammum and, you know, you just lie there. But be awake at that hour before Fajr, you know, at that night, right? Because hatta matla'il Fajr, you know, till that Fajr, you have that opportunity to really get that blessing from these divine manifestations that takes place during that hour. You know. So, inna anzalnaho fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran in the night of Qadr. The Quran was revealed in one go, which is called nuzul daf'i. There are two types of nuzul, two types of descent of the Quran. One is a descent which is upon the heart of the Prophet, which is called nuzul daf'i. The other is called the nuzul tadriji, which is the gradual descent of the verses of the Quran, which took place in 23 years. So on the night of Qadr, the whole of Quran was revealed upon the heart of the Prophet. So, first of all, once again, it is that night which provided that medium for the nuzul of 6,000 odd verses upon the heart of the Prophet. And it is that makan, it is that heart of the Prophet which had that capability and capacity to really, you know, attract or to take and accept 6,000 odd verses upon his heart. And that's what we were discussing in Surah Nashr. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Allah says, we have expanded your heart. Allah, the heart of the Prophet was expanded for really for this nuzul. In another riwayat, it says that every year, Prophet used to have the nuzul of all of the Quran upon his heart. You know, what was revealed and what was not revealed. Every year it will happen. During this 23 years of period that Prophet lived and he provided, you know, Risalat and gave the verses. But every year those verses which were revealed and also those verses which were not revealed, they will descend upon the heart of the Prophet. So that nuzul takes place every year. That is why it is Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. You know, we have revealed it on that night of Qadr. And this is, and it's also talking about tanazzal, which is a future tense, or which is not a future tense, but it's tense that is continuous. It is continuously taking place. Tanazzalul malaikatu. The descent of the malaika and angels always will take place till qiyamah. Now, when we are talking about the 19th, 21st, only 23rd, we do find traditions which says that it is not only the Quran which was revealed on the night of Qadr, even the other divine books were revealed on the night of Qadr itself. So that means the night of Qadr was night of Qadr right from the beginning of the creation, and it will be night of Qadr till the day of judgment. Because the night of Qadr is that nukta, is that point of departure of every creation and every created thing. It is the night of Qadr. Because the Quran is the ayat takwiniya, is the metaphysical verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat tashri'i, or the legislative ayat, or the physical ayat, is what we see. Whatever we see in this world is what? nothing but ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? Everything is ayat of God. If we summon up all these ayat, that will be nothing but Quran. If we expand or extend this, the Quran, we see everything is here, is this dunya. So if we constrict all of that which has been created and which will be created, and what is supposed to take place, taqdeer, about our futures, right? About our future, as we said on the night of Qadr. Whatsoever we are supposed to face, if we constrict that, if we bring them all together, that nukta, that point is night of Qadr. Night of Qadr is that important. If we extend and expand this, because Quran was revealed on that night, and Quran is that nukta, Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Quran itself says, everything is in the Quran, right? Don't we believe that? Is our right? Everything is the Quran, is in the Quran. So that means everything that is outside that we see in the physical form, the true form of it is in the Quran. And when was that Quran revealed? It was the whole of it was revealed on the night of Qadr. So night of Qadr have that value. The night of Qadr have that ahmiyat. It is that important. The night of Qadr is. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, we go further. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. It says, wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. To really comprehend and understand what is the night of Qadr is unimaginable. One cannot comprehend. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What is really laylatul qadr? Right? As we said, everything, the source of guidance, the source of accumulating, the source of getting in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that night. We gave the example of the journey, night journey of the Prophet. And we also have, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى سَلَاسِينَ لَيْلَةً. You know? وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. 30 nights were promised. And then 10 were increased. Once again, it's the emphasis of night. So, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Do you comprehend? Do you really realize what is really Laylatul Qadr is? Some translate the Qadr as the night of power. You know, Qadr as power. Some translate the night as the night of measuring. Things are measured on that night. Our destinies are measured. Our taqdeer is been, you know, written on that night. What are we supposed to face in the future, and what will happen to us, so on and so forth, our risk and all that. So things will be measured at that night. And as a matter of fact, everything that descends from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is measured. Even the night of Qadr is measured. Because principally speaking, the Quran says that there are treasures near us. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنَ. There are treasures near us. وَنُنَزِّلُهُ. Or from this we have revealed بِقَدْرِ مَعْلُومِ. A set amount have been revealed from these treasures that are there near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we see here is from that treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is nuzul. وَنُنَزِّلُهُ. There's a difference between nuzul. There is a type of nuzul where, for example, I am on the pulpit. When I get down from the pulpit, it is a nuzul. I'm no longer on the pulpit. I am down there. The nuzul of water, right? When it comes from the top to the bottom, it's no longer there. But it is إِنَّا زَلْنَاهُ. And وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنْ وَنُنَزِّلْ. And we are revealing, we are sending from this khazana. That means the source of it is in the khazain, is in that treasure itself. The Quran we see here, we have the Quran. But the true Quran is connected and is in that Lohe Mahfuz. And that is connected to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what it is, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all connected. The Quran is something that is the Jannah itself. As we say, everything is in the Quran. Did not the Prophet says, Iqra wa warqa. On the Day of Judgment, we will be asked, to recite the Quran and go higher. The more we recite the Quran, the higher we go. Recitation means that implementation in our lives. The more we have implemented the Quran, the more we have memorized and we know the Quran, and we become the Mizdaq, the referent of the Quran, the higher we will be in the hereafter. So the Jannah is also the Quran, and the Dunya is also the Quran. So everything is nothing but the Quran itself. And that has been revealed upon or sent upon Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So when we say that our destiny is written or decided on the night of Qadr, that's what it means. Because the nuzul of Quran is on the night of Qadr. And the Quran is nothing but the levels of Jannah itself. So on what level of Jannah I will be going is nuzul on the night of Qadr. Because the Jannah itself is nuzul, is descends, is revealed on the night of Qadr. You see? Automatically I'm part of that. I'm part of parcel of the Jannah if I am supposed to, wherever, on whatever level I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me and provide me khalisna min an-nari ya Rab. Right? When that Jannah is being revealed, I'm automatically part of that thing. When a person, you know, is sitting in a car, regardless whether he wants to travel or not, when the car is traveling, I am traveling with the car. As a existential reality, I'm not traveling, but the car is traveling, you know. So when we are saying the night of Qadr is the night in which destiny is measured, because it is the nuzul of the Quran and Jannah is based upon the Quran, my destiny is already destined on the night of Qadr. You see. Wama adra, can anyone comprehend what is the night of Qadr? It is beyond comprehension. Siddiqa Kubra Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Is also symbolized as the night of Qadr. No one could really comprehend who is Fatima. Wama adraka Fatima. She's been symbolized as the night once again. You know, mystery. Everything that is, you know, dark, that is, you know, unknown, is known as a mystery. So nobody could really comprehend who she was. And that is why it is recommended that on the nights of Qadr, we have to do tawassul to Fatima Zahra. Some way or the other, either through the prayers of Fatima, you know, that is to be recited, you know, when we are doing individual amal, make sure that we do the Salat Fatima Salamul Alayha, that there be some tawassul. Because nobody knows the mystery of Fatima. Even if we look at this hadith, we'll be bewildered and shocked. Lawlaq لِمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاقِ. If it wasn't for you, O Prophet, I wouldn't have created the creation. The creation have been created for the sake of the Prophet. لَوْلَا عَلِي لِمَا خَلَقْتُكَ. If it wasn't for you, O Ali, the Prophet wouldn't have been created. لَوْلَا فَاتِمَا لِمَا خَلَقْتُكُمَا. If it wasn't for Fatima, both of you wouldn't have been created. That is Fatima. She is a mystery. And that is why she is known as Umme Abiha. She is known as mother. The Prophet would call, you know, the mother of the son. You know, the mother of the Prophet. Umme Abiha. You know, mother of the father. You know, she is known as the mother of the father. Where she is the daughter. Right? Because she symbolizes the mother of everything. Everything is created because of the mother nature, right? So she has that symbolic value. Even Prophet and Ali, right, is because of her wujud. Because she is the mother. And she is known as to be that mystery, that feminine aspect. The divine, sovereign, Jalali aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Jamali aspect is really Fatima. That is why the night of Qadr is symbolized as her. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr, wama adraka ma Fatima. Who Fatima is? Nobody can really comprehend and understand her. So a tawassul on the night of Qadr to Fatima is something a must and necessary. And the ayah continues, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and it says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, it is a night which is better than 1,000 months, you know, which is completely a lifespan of a person. So if a person wakes up and does ibadat on this one night, you know, it is as if he has worshipped for 8 years. This is out of mercy, is it? Because Allah have sent Rasul Rahmatul Lil Alameen. You know, his actions, you know, his commands, what he has brought is nothing but mercy to mankind. And this is one of the mercies, which is the night of Qadr. It's been given to us. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَالرُّوحِ. Now, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ, all the angels will descend on this night, on the night of Qadr. And also, Ruh will descend as well. Now they ask, what is this Ruh? It's a very, you know, humongous, huge, divine, complex reality, this Ruh. And it is an individual entity as well. Although Ruh is everything, even the Malaika have Ruh. Everything have Ruh, everything have spirit. Without Ruh, everything will cease to exist. Even in Barzakh, we have Ruh. It's not that Ruh will go away. Ruh is there everywhere. In everything, there's Ruh. But Ruh as a concept, as an individual entity and reality also exists. Tanazzalul Malaikatu wa Ruh. And that Ruh will also descend. And all the Malaika would also descend. Obviously, when the Ruh is descending, everything will descend as well. Because everything is connected to that Ruh itself. So it is the nuzul of every angel and every thing that is in Barzakh as well. Even one would be critical enough to say the return of the marhumin takes place on the night of Qadr to the earth. The destiny is not just destiny for the people who are living. The destiny is also for those souls who are in Barzakh as well. It's the night of Taqdeer. That is why we pray for our marhumin that they be forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our marhumin and mahshur them with Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam and increase their daraja. So therefore it is taqdeer for them as well. They also attend, they also come on the night of Qadr to this earth. But where are they going? On whose heart are they going? And who is responsible to really sign their destiny? وَبَيُّمْنِهِ رُزِقَ الْوَرَىٰ. As they say, the risk, the destiny is given through the hands of the Imam of the time. He is the one who signs. He is the one who agrees. That is why it is recommended, it is commendable that one connects to the Imam of the time. You know, we recite, the dua has been mentioned to be recited on the night of Qadr. One of them is the Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan, isn't it? So that there is some tawassul to the Imam of the time. Because he is the deciding fire. It is through him. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have fashioned. When the sun will come out, there will be day. Without the sun, that day will not happen. That's how Allah decided and wanted it to happen. So the destiny, the nuzul of rahmah, the nuzul of barakah is through the imam waqt. So this tanazzalul, as it is tanazzalul malaikatu warru, which heart have the capacity to really take this nuzul of the malaika and ruh? Your heart, my heart, this sheikh, that sheikh, this ayatullah, that ayatullah. It is the heart of the imam waqt. It is the heart of the imam of the time. When these malaika are coming from the heaven, they descend upon the heart of the imam. So as it is night of Qadr for us, it is the night of Qadr for him as well. It is that night. See, when we have, now one would argue, how come we just know that on the 15th of Shaban, there is the nuzul of the marhumin, we do the fatiha and all that. You know, this is something new, the nuzul on the night of No, it is even on this night as well. The marhumin, the arwah, they return to earth. Every Thursday night, don't we say that? The marhumin, they've been not only on the 15th night of Shaban, but every Thursday night. So every night that is unique and special, such as the 15th night, such as the 27th night, such as the night of Qadr, such as the Thursday night, it is the night of the descent of the malaika. It's the night of the descent of the angel, of the arwah from the heaven towards the earth. So tanazzalul malaikatu warru, and it is tanazzul. Every night it will happen. It is perpetual. Every night of Qadr, every year, this will take place. And the beauty of Islam, once again, which sits in that very principle of justice. You know, Allah says in the Quran, I'm sending the Prophet, وَأَقِيمُ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ, in order that they establish justice. Justice is very important. It's a very important phenomena in Islam. Justice. Islam is against oppression, is against zulm. That is why we talk a lot about justice, because the essential message in the essence of Islam is justice. The Prophet have been sent in order that they establish وَأَقِيمُ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ, in order that they establish justice. Look at the justice of Islam. We follow a lunar calendar. And when we are following a lunar calendar, sometimes the night of Qadr falls in June, July. Sometimes it falls in December. Sometimes it falls in January. Because Allah wants every hour, every zaman, every time to benefit from tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. You know, we tend to say that, oh, why do we follow lunar calendar? Why not we make it easy? You know, just follow the, you know, English or the Gregorian calendar, then there will be no dispute of the moon. Baba, it's the question of justice. Now, the December 25th on the Day of Judgment have the right to say that. How come the December 25th, the Nuzul of Malaike and Ruh did not take place and I did not benefit from it? Because every shay, everything, every little particle benefit from the manifestations of the divine. And the manifestation of unique and special manifestations of the divine are something else. Regular manifestations are something else. The special manifestation takes place in special hours, such as the night of Qadr. Those asma, those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come about in this night is different to other nights, right? And when it is coming, when it is reflecting from the divine, every particular shay, even the time itself, benefit from it. And it makes itself complete. It reaches its kamal. Everything is in a journey towards perfection, towards kamal. Everything have to reach its kamal and its potential that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have placed within. And they will reach its kamal, or they will bring that potential out only by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these special manifestations. So now, if that time period, which is in December or other months, they have the right to say that, why not tanazzalul malaikatu warru did not take place? So that is the justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides in regards. So it's tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha, you know, in that, bi'idhni rabbihim, you know, by the idhn, by the permission of Lord, of Rabb, of the Lord. Bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr, and within it, within this hour, is min kulli amr. Every command has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the commands in regards to me and my destiny is revealed on the night of Qadr. So it's a night of worship. It's a night of astaghfar. It's a night of calculating. You know, it's a night of planning. As they say that it is considered to be the feast of awliya. You know, the night of Qadr is regarded as a celebration, as a feast for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they calculate. They are happy by seeking forgiveness on this night, and their sins are forgiven in this night. So, min kulli amrin salamun, you know, a salam and peace, you know, for this hour. when it is coming from Allah, that salam and peace, what it would be. It will be free from all limitation. You know, it's a great opportunity for all of us to really benefit from. Allah have provided us with this life. Allah has provided with this place. Allah have also given us tawfiq that we somehow make sure that we come here and attend and we sit. So it is really a blessing and tawfiq that we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, min kulli amrin salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Till the time of that fajr, you know, till that time of morning that takes place, that fajr sadiq, till that salam and peace would be there. So one must be seeking that. One must be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night forgive all of our sins and the sins of our marhumeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the daraja of our marhumeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mahshur them with Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the life, honor, dignity of lovers of Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uproot the evil fitna of ISIS. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uproot all of those who are enemies and have no potential guidance within their heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our maraj-e-izam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to jumla mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially those who have requested us for prayers. There's a young brother, there's an old mother, and many others who are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa a kamil to all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve and release all the prisoners who are in prison. Allahumma fukka kulli asir. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة لأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات especially the marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are present here with the loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.